new sugya. So I start off with saying we're beginning a brand new sugya. So I can't say a brand new sugya, I can say new sugya, because some of the things we're going to talk about are building on some of the things we spoke about in the last several weeks. Let's just put things back into perspective. How did we get to where we're up to? We spent the last couple of shiur talking about the principles of Dabshin Kavim Sekresha, because the Gemara in Pesachim Chof Hema Beis quoted a machlekes about the person violates the Isra Hanah, but derech davar she'eino miskaveh. So what are the parameters of that? Is that a problem? Is that not a problem? Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and Abaye, a very complicated story. And in the middle of this sugya, so the Rishonim had a major machlokes as to what exactly is the case. What are we talking about? What do you mean he's being ne'er derech davar she'eino miskaveh? Is there a psik reisha that's taking place or not? So whereas the Ran's opinion was that even if it's derech psik reisha, it doesn't bother us. Because the Ran understood that the sugya psik reisha is only relevant with his nisr maisa, not with his nisr hanoah. He spent a lot of time explaining why that should be so. Taisus was the opinion of the way. Taisus on the daf and Chofei Mazei says that it's obvious that any discussion in the sugya is assuming that there's no psik reisha. Every case of hanoah, of shalom v'derech kavana, every single case, Chofei Mazei, Chofei Mazei, every 20 cases in the Gemara, Tais explains to you, every single case can't be a psik reisha. Because if it would be a psik reisha, then the principle of molder of shalom psik reisha would rule, that would govern everything, and the whole thing would fall apart. That's Tosus theory. So let's go back to that Tosus, which really got the whole ball started about psik reisha. And notice that Tosus makes a tremendous assumption in the presentation of the sugya. On daf Chofei Mazei, the Dibur Masel is lo efshar. So the first one is Osir as well. Tosar Chofei Mazei, the Ramasim of Lo Efshar. It's about 15 lines down or so. First one is Osir. So says Tosus, Umairi Kagon to Lohabi Psik Reisha. Says Tosus, the Sugi is talking about, there's no Psik Reisha. Why? The Psik Reisha, Mod the Rabbi Shimon. Because if it would be a Psik Reisha, Rabbi Shimon would agree that would be a problem. The Lake of the Maimer, says Tosus, don't make the mistake to say, the afilu psik reisha shari hacha Rabbi Shimon, that maybe in Achinami we're dealing with the case of yes psik reisha, and Rabbi Shimon would still permit. Why? I'm under Rabbi Shimon psik reisha, because maybe we're talking about a case which is mishum da hacha may be greater the kalim. The original discussion of our Gemara was about dragging a chair on Shabbos where there's a chashash and may make a hole. So like on Isur the Rabbana, even if you would actually make a hole. Even if you would be mechavin to make a hole, it would only be the rabbanon. Shuchayfe kaviach yad kediyomar beperakir. It's actually a mistake. It's kedom perakir and not from vavam beis. It also says that since in our sugya we're only talking about the rabbanons, one could have advanced the theory that Rabbi Shimon only prohibited psik reisha by deraisas, not by derabbanon. Never heard of asking psik reisha by derabbanon. So maybe we can have a cake and eat it. We can say that our sugya is talking about yes derech psik reisha. And doesn't contradict the principle of Mod Rav Shimon Psik Reisha, because our sugya happens to only be dealing with the Rabbanans. So Tosus liked that answer. Said, not bad. Except they said, Lake Lomer, don't say it. You know why? Tosus rejects that possibility on pure technical grounds. Because it happens to be that as our sugya develops, some of our sugya we will see in Shurim to come, the Gemara mixes and matches all kind of dinim, their Isis and their Rabbanas. The Gemara brings Raya from Paraduman, Raya from Elan, Raya from Kalayim. Those are all dinim, their Isa. And the Gemara doesn't in any place indicate to us that there's any difference in our sugi between their Isis and their Rabbanas. Therefore, Tosas had a good theory, Tosas had a good suggestion, that maybe we could have it Hochel Maeskin of a Derech Psik Reisha, but at the end of the day, Tosas rejected it on pure technical grounds. However, what Tosus did not reject was the theory itself. Tosus never said that our theory was wrong. He never said that our suggestion was wrong. He said it's wrong here. It's wrong textually. Just because something is wrong textually doesn't mean it's wrong conceptually. So conceptually, Tosus sticks to their guns that Bamed the Ramamurim that Mo the Rav Shimon Psik Reisha, that's by Surim Deraisa. But in Tzilam you would find that Issa that's only the Rabbanon. So then, yeah, it would not be mutter. As long as there's Dabar Shem is Kavin, even though it's Psik Reisha, who cares? So Lipton this time says a Chiddush. We have a lot of Gemaras, we never heard such thing, never saw such a thing. We spent 2 weeks talking about Psik Reisha. Now Tosus just told us a new Chiddush in the Parsha Psik Reisha, that the whole din of Psik Reisha only applies to their Isis. By the Rabbanans, there were never Nesach and the Psik Reisha should be a problem. So he staked in this Tosus. And again, it didn't help Tosus here, on textual, on technical grounds, but conceptually, at least theoretically, Tosus is sticking to their guns that such an idea would be true. Notwithstanding what it says in Tosus, in Pesachim Daf Chof Hei, it is clear that there are other Balei Taisus that disagree. But before we can identify which Tosfos exactly disagrees, we have to learn a famous sugya of Apsik Resha, which is going to become a probably the pivotal sugya of tonight's year. Let's take a look at it first. First, we'll look at it just as the sugya itself, the sugya of Masechet Sukkah. Then we'll see how it becomes relevant, how it plays out in terms of those who disagree with this Tosfos. It's a sugya of Masechet Sukkah, sent on the Marukamas. Sandav Lamed Gim Lamed Beis. Right about halfway down, a little more than halfway down the page. The first word line is Vidira. So the Brice begins Tana Rabbanan. Eim Vematim Biyomtif. Commenting on the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says we have a Hadas, and the Hadas has more berries than leaves, so that could potentially disqualify the Hadas. If you tell most people, let's say, under the age of, the age of 30 or so, that if you had a hadas with more berries than leaves, they wouldn't even know what you're talking about. Because today's hadas, everything's already hand-picked, it's already packaged, everything. I remember, it wasn't that long ago, I was a kid, we used to sit and pick through hadasim, and check hadasim, a lot of hadasim had berries on it. I'm not saying anything had more berries than leaves, but I definitely remember seeing hadasim and berries. They definitely exist. I don't think my kids have ever seen such a phenomenon. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said in Masechet Sukkah that if it has more berries than leaves, it's in trouble. It disqualifies the Hadas. It's a question of why, but we're not learning Masechet Sukkah for that purpose right now. But it disqualifies the Hadas. But the Mishnah says that if you take the berries off, then the Hadas becomes kosher. The only thing is that you're not allowed to take the berries off on Yom Tov. If you realize Yom Tov morning that you forgot to take off the berries, you're in trouble. So the Brice says, Tana Rabban Eim Amatim Yom Tov. Why not? So the Gemara explains, because it's like Masechet. It's like you're fixing something. The Hadas was quote unquote broken until now, it was puzzled until now. The removal of the berries, it fixes it, it's Mesach and Hadas, and that's a problem on Yom Tov. But then the Gemara quotes the Tanah, Rishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Amru, Nima'atim. The name of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was said that it's okay, you're allowed to take off the berries, you're allowed to pluck off the berries on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, what? Vaka Mesach and Mona B'Yom Tov? The Gemara says, that's impossible. How could anybody say that you're allowed to pluck off the berries of Yom Tov? That's an outright Yisra in Yom Tov. You're Mesachin Klitz Ma'am Patish. You're fixing something that's broken. So what was Rabbi Elazar Shimon talking about? Amar Bashi could go Shalikta Le'achila. Bashi says there's a specific case that Rabbi Elazar Shimon is talking about. He's talking about that your purpose of plucking off the berries wasn't really to be Ma'ashid Hadas. You wanted to munch on the berries. You wanted a nice little fruit salad on Yom Tov morning. So you're plucking off the berries to eat the berries, so then it's okay. So your kavana apparently was not to fix the hadas. Now, why is that okay? So the Gemara has to add a little bit more. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Savala Ka'avua. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Shimon Ba'yachai. So Rabbi Elazar held like his father. The Yom Adavishim is Kavan Mutter. That just as Rabbi Shimon held that if you do A, and there's a chance that B may result, that's okay. Davashim is kavin is mutl chetchil according to Bishimin. So Rabbi Elazar, not surprisingly, held up his father. So I guess when they were learning in the cave together, Bishimin, Elazar, Bishimin, they both came to the same conclusion that Davashim is kavin is mutl. So the Gemara says, so far so good. You have a great shot in the Brisa. Back to Gemara, it's a terrible shot in the Brisa. Abai v'rava d'yami chavayim adu shum sigresha v'lo yamos. Aye, but Abai and Rava taught us that psik resha is a problem, even according to Mishimon. So this is not a double shedding miscav. You can't hide behind, it's a 50-50 chance the hadas is going to become kosher. Every time you pluck off the berries, even though your intent was to eat the berries, you inevitably are going to be makshed hadas, and that should be a problem. It's a classic psik resha, to which the Gemara answers very cryptically, hachum v'mayaskinan, the isli ashana chariti, that you have another hadas available. And therefore, what? We're not sure what the therefore is. Tzorach il, what the therefore is. But we're not up to the therefore. We're not up to the teretz yet. We just want to stop the Gemara in its tracks. That the Gemara applies the principle of psik resha. There's no question that the Gemara applies moda by rabba psik resha to this sugya. Now again, there may be some reason why we kind of wiggle our way out of psik resha. Is there shana chavita, which we have no idea what that means yet. To be determined later. But there's no question that the Gemara is working with the Shakotai Psik Resha vis-a-vis this Yisr of Mil in Vehadas. We have to stop and ask ourselves, just how bad is this Mil in Vehadas? Just how bad of an Yisr on Shabbos and Yom Tov is it to pluck berries off Hadas? The guy, Mamish Hini Mucham Zuman, to pluck the berries off, to be Makshad Hadas, to what degree of Yisr did he violate? How bad of a violation of Yom Tov was this? What I'm really asking is this a diraisa or is this a dirabanan? If it's only a dirabanan, if I can dig you up a rishon, which we will in a moment, that says that this whole issa, this whole sug is only an issa dirabanan, this is not really malacha and yom, there's no real diraisa going on here. If this is at worst an issa dirabanan, and the Gemara still invokes the principle of segregation, so any rishon who learns that this issa is a dirabanan, and the Gemara still invokes segregation, must by definition disagree with the Taisus that we just saw in Pesachim. So we saw a Taisus in Pesachim that came up with a Gevaldik Chiddush, that the principle of Segregia disappears in Yisurim Durabon. Never heard of such a thing. And the only time Abai Barav, the amateur Abai, might have shown Segregia is only when you're dealing with an Isidir Aisa. If and when you're dealing with a Durabonim, the whole Segregia breaks down. Never heard of such a Chumra of Segregia by Durabonim. If I can find you a Rishon that learns Pshat in this Miat in Behadas, as being only a Dirabanan, and still the Gemara calls it a Psikresha. You see from those Rishayim, many Rishayim subscribes to that view that this is only a Dirabanan, by definition disagrees with the Taisim Sochim. So I can find you such a Shita. There's no question that such a Shita exists. A Shita is found in a Taisus in Masech Shabbos. It's actually a Taisus that we learned last week. It was on last week's Baruch Kamas. I don't know whether it was reprinted this week, but it was a Taisus in last week's Baruch Kamas. In Shabbos and Dafkof Gimel of Aleph. It's the long Tosis of Tricha, where the Tosis talks back and forth about the Aruch's Rai is for and against, about the creation of Nitalei. And finally, at the end of the Tosis, there's three lines from the end of the Tosis. And why Tosis said this, hopefully we'll get to a little bit later on, but we're just going to extract the part that we need right now. Three lines from the bottom of Kof Gimel of Aleph and Masal of Tricha. Says Tosfos, chopping off berries off a hadas, that's a deraisa, come on. What malacha deraisa is that? That's not what a lamed does malachas. So it's not tikkun, it's a derabanan dikis, or it's a nirakimisaf, and something like that. It's only an issa derabanan. Now again, the context of Tosfos we don't need right yet, but we do need Tosfos to state. Tosfos just said that sukkadaf lamed gimel is a derabanan. And the Gemara still called it a psigratia, still invoked the chum psigratia. You see clear as day that there's machlekes to days and basis. Taizim psachim, Rav Sugi is assuming psigratia by derabanan doesn't exist. Taizim Masech Shabbos is clearly assuming that psigratia by derabanan does exist. The entire machlekes, the two taizim, is now revolving around the critical piece of information, the pivotal piece of information, is how bad an iser is miut in vehadas. According to Tosfos in Shabbos, it's only Dirabanan. But according to Tosfos in Pesachim, what must it be? According to Tosfos in Pesachim, that Psikresha only makes sense when Diraisas. Tosfos in Pesachim must learn that plucking berries off, the Kavalas Tikkun, is a Diraisa. So all of a sudden, we have a new Machlokes here. We thought we were learning a Sugya Psikresha Dirabanan. We just realized that what you hold about Psikresha on Dirabanan ultimately boils down to whether you think plucking off berries to fix hadas is a deraisa or derabanan. A strange shalim, but that's clear. No question about it. That's what it depends upon. So I ask you, what's the nekudas of machlokes? What are they fighting about? If everything is hinging upon sukkah daf lamed gimel, what do you think the din should be? If I would tell you, I have a hadas, and I've got a lot of berries on it, and the halacha says I can't use it the way it is, I go ahead and I intentionally pluck off the berries in order to be ma'asher it, what do you think the din should be? Should that be malacha deraisa, malacha derabanan? What do you think? The Gemara calls it Mesakin. Mesakin always conjures up which malacha? Makba Patish. Is this Makba Patish? Well, we know Makba Patish is one of the Lama Tes malachas. Is this really Makba Patish?
So maybe that's what the Gemara means at the end. When it says
That's why I'm steering clear of that Gemara, because that's going to throw a monkey wrench into the sugya. Before we get to that line of the Gemara, that Gemara is going to be important, but it's not going to affect this discussion. So what do you think the Minjim is? Makba Patish sounds like Deraisa. Do you think this is Makba Patish? I don't want to be gutsy, but who's right? Is Taizim Tzachim right? Taizim Shabbos right? Is this real Machlokes Patish? So there is a Gemara in Maseches Beis. We actually just quoted it in the Shal of the Week, if I'm not mistaken, about Tfilas Kelim. Did we just talk about it? Who's your friend? That's right. Just Tfilas Kelim. We spoke about Tfilas Kelim on Shabbos. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to Tfilas Kelim on Shabbos. Why can't you Tfilas Kelim on Shabbos? So what does the Gemara say? Look, there's a few reasons, but one reason is it's mechse kemisakin. It looks like you're fixing it. After all, the kli was not usable, and now it's going to be usable. What's funny about that Lashon Hagemara?
Why is it mechzek?
What's it mechzek? It should be mesakin mamish. Why is it not mesakin mamish?
Unless you have to see a clear difference between...
Oh, so comes Mechatz Chinuch and says, it's near the Lema, that the reason why Tevilas Kalim and Shabbos and Yom Tov cannot be a real, true violation of Achim Pachdash on the level of Deraisa, is because Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Yom Tov, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Yom Tov were given according to the physical reality of the world. To define whether a Malacha happened, you don't... This may sound a little bit strange what I'm to say, but don't take it out of context. You don't define whether Malacha takes place because the Beis Medrash says it took place. You define whether Malacha takes place because the workman says it takes place. Because the Shuk, because the Olam says it takes place. Namely, what's called broken and what's called fixed. If I have a table that's missing a leg and I screw in the leg, that's called Machlek Patish Deraisa. Because Lefira Eis B'nei Adam, that's broken. I can't use a table, there's only three legs. So when I screw in the fourth leg, that's called Tikkun Deraisa. When I take a pot and I'm toggling in the mikvah, you ask a normal person, ask a guy, oh, this pot is terribly broken. It looks like you're crazy, but the pot's not broken. Lefi olam ha-metzias, the pot's not broken. In the olam ha-salyayim, in the spiritual dimensions of the universe, the pot is not usable. It's quote-unquote broken. Hilchos Shabbos is not given for the olam ha-salyayim, it's given for the olam ha-tachtan. Says in the Chassidus, the definition of tikkun, the definition of broken, the definition of Machlek Patish, is defined by olam hazeh, not by some halachic realm of what's considered to be broken and fixed. And that's why it's only mechzek in sakin. Zok in Hilchos Chinuch. If that's the reason why Tevilas Kalim was only the Rabbanan, then which Tosis makes perfect sense? The Tosis in Masechta Shabbos makes perfect sense. Because Tosis in Shabbos says, when you pluck off berries off a hadas, it's not broken. You'd ask a flower shop, is this hadas broken? It's broken. Nice, it's got berries, it's got flowers, it's got leaves on it. Why is it broken? It's only broken because it's the first day of Sukkot, and you need hadas. Because the Torah said that this doesn't meet the standards for whatever reason to be a kosher hadas. That's not called broken on the level of Deraisa. That's called broken on the level of Derabbanan. Because Chinuch says, just as Tevilas Kalim is only mechzek in the sakin, so too, plucking the berries are only mechzek in the sakin as well. That's exactly what Tosfos holds in Masech HaShabbos. Nu, who's the kasha on now? What's Tosfos Masechim? We proved that the Tosfos Masechim doesn't
say... making a physical change.
Oh, was in a second. The Tosfos Masechim doesn't say a word about Tikkun in Rehadas. He doesn't even talk about that topic. But we inferred from that line in Tosfos, from the fact that Tosfos said that Psegresha only applies to the Araises, not to the Rabbanans, and the Gemara applies it to the Mi'at in Rehadas. So you see from here that Tosfos must have held that Mi'at in Rehadas must be a Araises. If not, so then the Gemara wouldn't have introduced Psegresha. So we ask ourselves, wait a second, according to Tosfos, Tanishtana, what's the difference between Mi'at in Rehadas, which must be a Deraisa, and Tevilas Kalim is only a Derabbanan? The answer is correct. The answer is Pasha. That the chiluch between Tevilas Kalim and screwing in a leg at a table is not halachic versus physical. The correct chiluch is what? Is recognizable versus not recognizable. Whenever the tikkun is not recognizable, the feet rise, nothing changed. The feet rose in Enenu. Nothing is physically changed in the pot pre-tefillah and post-tefillah. That cannot possibly be a tikkun deraisa. When you have a hadas, true that the ramifications of having more berries and leaves is not a physical of any significance to us. The goyim in the flower shops couldn't care less with a couple of more leaves, a couple of less leaves, a couple of more berries, a couple of less berries. But it is recognizable. I take a look at two branches. One's got three berries, one's got 100 berries. So there is a difference. When I pluck off those berries, I made a physical change. The ramifications of the physical change are not important in the physical world. But it could be that Tosfos holds, that is a deraisa. That's still called Machlek Patish deraisa. And there is a Rishon that says this Pemola. There's a Rishon that says this Beferish. It's not just the Diok in the Tosfos Pesachim that says that plucking off the berries of the deraisa. I think I put it on the Mamakamas. I put the Mordechai on the Mamakamas. Yeah. So the Mordechai says, on the Mordechai, what's the Mordechai say? Would that be similar written down there?
It says
that Chavdal. So the Mordechai in the Sefer Sukkah. Thank you. Okay. See if we can find it. Tzarech of Dalin?
That's one that's here. Where the page says.
Yeah, I have to find him here. Yeah, okay. So the Mordechai quotes, Kosa Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen, anyone sees it? Right in the beginning of the Mordechai? And see where it says, Simit Toshin Mem Zayin. I don't know how much of that put on. See what it says, Sibin Topshin Mem Zayin, right after the Lulav HaGolim, a few lines after the beginning of the new parak. So it's the very end of the line. Kosa Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen, Ki Shechalo Shana Rab Elios B'Yomechev B'Shabbos. Like this year, Shana Rav falls out on Sunday. For Kotzer to Akum, a Rav B'Shabbos. The Goyim are nice neighbors, want to be nice to us. They cut off their Shabbos for us on Shabbos. So they cut off their Shabbos on Shabbos. They veal, and they bring it to us. Kshera. So says Rabbeinu Avigdor, it's alright. You can use their Shabbos. So what? Chil Shabbos happened? Doesn't matter. For Lord Min HaMitzvah of Averi, don't worry about it. It came about for Chil Shabbos, not a problem. Tatsinan. Immiatan kosher, because after all, it says in the Mishnah that if a person cuts off the berries, it's still kosher. Umari afilu b'mezid, even though the person did it on Yom Tov like he wasn't supposed to, kiddisnat ovav alipdon, upirish rivon, the rivon said the mesakin gomeru, what the person did was a terrible aver, it was tikkun gomer, it was magopati deraisa, mashen niskinu la mitzvah v'isura deraisa havi. Even though the cutting off of the berries is a malacha deraisa, v'lo mitzvah mishum mitzvah b'avi avera, and still there's no problem mitzvah b'avi avera. So for some reason mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply. So what's the Rabbeinu Avigdor making a divya? He's comparing the cutting off of the berries to the detaching the arabas from the araba bush. That's a deraisa. Cutting off the arabas is for sure deraisa. And Rabbeinu Avigdor said you're right, and so is cutting off the berries. So this Rishon, Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, from the one Balei Tosfos, Rabbeinu Avigdor's opinion was that cutting off berries is mamash d'oraisa, and it's not the same as Tefillas Kelim, and the Stoma, the Chiluk, as Yosef said correctly, that Tefillas Kelim, there's nothing even visible as a difference, whereas the Mi'atan V'Adas, at least the difference is visible, even though it's not relevant in the physical. So getting back to that story, everything did start with the Sugya Maseches Sukkah, but at the end of the day, we have a major machlokes in Rishonim between the 2 days in Tosfos. Does Psik Reisha apply to only the Raisas, or does Psik Reisha apply even to the Rabbans? La Halacha, the overwhelming majority of Poskim assume that the Sugya Psik Reisha, yes, does apply to the Rabbans. Some disagree, but we don't really accept that. We assume that most of the Rishonim, like the Pashto Dvarim is, that Psik Reisha really applies equally, whether we're dealing with the Raisas or the Rabbans. However, we may not have an accurate word. There may still be differences between Psik Reisha and the Raisas, and Psik Reisha and the Rabbans. Even within the world of the Rishonim, that Psik Reisha does apply to the Rabbans, it may not be the same as it does the Raisas. And for that, we have to go back to the Gemara Maseches Sukkah once again. Let's go back to that Gemara in Sukkah. And now the part of the Gemara that I ignored, that Danny was checking me about before, that I just pushed him away, now we're going to come back to it. So let's just see very, very quickly again. The Gemara said that the b'rais that permits the cutting off of the berries in Yom Tov is referring to Likdon Le'achila, Amirabes, Likdon Le'achila, and Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon follows his father. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon's got his mutter. And let's get the Gemara's question. There's a problem with Psik Reisha. So the Gemara is about to answer why Psik Reisha does impose a problem. The guy has another Hoshana, he has another Hadas, and therefore everything's okay. I'm missing what the therefore is. No, who's going to help me? What's the therefore? I have another Hoshana, and therefore everything's hunky-dory.
Maybe since you don't need it.
So the Pash of the Dvarim is I don't need it, and therefore I don't really care all that much about the outcome, and it now enters into the category of what's called the Psik Reisha, the Lo Nichalei. So we know which Rishon is jumping for joy on this Gemara, the Aruch. This is one of the Aruch's many, many rides. The Aruch says, Afersha Gemara, that I'm right, that if this is a ride, the Psik Reisha, the Lo Nichalei, is Taka Mutter, Azor Shteit in the Aruch. Now, most of the Rishon, including Tosis, throughout Shas, disagreed with the Aruch. You know, we spent so much time 2 weeks ago explaining that Tosfos holds that Psik Reish Lo Nichalei is still Asa Midirabanim. It's still called the Psik Reish, it's just Potas Melach Shem Tzich L'Gufa. And Melach Shem Tzich L'Gufa is still Asa Midirabanim. We gave all the razzle dazzle, Rabbah Chanan, all the Shil Torahs 2 weeks ago. But the bottom line is, Tosfos holds that Psik Reish Lo Nichalei is Asa. But if Psik Reish Lo Nichalei is Asa, what does the Gemara mean? Lo Tzricha Dis Noshan Achrita. How does that solve the world's problems?
Simply say it's not
Masak and
Mana then.
Oh, I would say that, but I would disagree with one word. You said the word simply.
Okay.
That's far from simply, but I'm going to get back to it in a minute, okay? So before we get to Danny's answer, which does appear in Sefer Sha'arim, let's look at Tosafot's solution to this problem. Again, Tosafot has to deal with this Gemara, because Tosafot throughout Shas disagrees with the Aruch. So Tosafot and Shabbos, Kuf Gimel and Aleph, disagrees with the Aruch and has to address this Gemara. So this is the context of the Tosis that we saw before. Let's go back to the Tosis. So we're flipping back and forth. The Tosis in Shabbos of Gimel and Aleph. So let's take a look, beginning from the Perek Lulav HaGozel. It's towards the first word of the line is Shalom Yichva Eish. It's about two-thirds down the Tosis. Tosis Rasa Lo Tzricha. So Tosis is just giving it back and forth and back and forth of Machlekes the Orachim themselves. Listen to what Tosis says. Tosis is honest. It sure does. It sounds like the Aruch. The Aruch himself quoted this Gemara. It sounds like the Aruch. The Chesha Eino Nana Mutter. I forgot the Psik Reisha. Right? So Tosis is in a pickle. Tosis is stuck. V'leikel Meimar. Don't say, Kevin to Isle Oshana Yisrael, so he has another Oshana. Eino Misakim Klum. Right. Danny, don't say that, right? Tosis says, V'leikel Meimar. Don't say such a terrible pshat. Because that, what would the pshat have been? Let's figure out what we shouldn't have said. That maybe when the Gemara says the Isto Shana Charite, the Gemara didn't mean to say it's called the Psik Reish Shalom Nifle. The Gemara meant to say it's not called Makom Fatish. Makom Fatish means to fix something you're going to use. So you're not going to use it. It's not malacha. It's not the malacha b'chlal. That's not called the Makom Fatish. That's called plucking berries off of Hadas. So maybe that's what the Gemara meant. Isto Shana Charite was not qualifying Psik Reisha, but rather was reformulating the entire sugya and saying it's not Makom Fatish altogether. So Tosfos says, don't say that. The lake of the Meimar Defsha. Came to Yisrael Shana Chmita Emsa Glum to Imkain. And Maika Omer Hosab the Sovla Ke'avua the Amadar Shem Iskavi Mutter. What says Gashar? If so, why does the Gemara say that Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon felt like his father Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara says the only reason why Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon kept this Gevalon Kekula to pluck the Adas and the berries off is because he held up his father Pat the Hell the Adar Shem Iskavi the Mutter. According to Danny and the Lake of the Meimars, wait a second. If the matir in the sugya is because it's not called matir patish, that has no relevance to the machlekes of Rabbi Shimon. So why did the Gemara connect it to Rabbi Shimon? So because of that, Tosfos rejected the Lake of the Meimar. Tosfos said, don't say that mistaken shot because of that problem. Anyone want to save that shot? Anyone want to save that shot? Is there a way to save that shot? So Rashi says that pshat. Rashi in Sukh Lamadatlam, the Tham Gimel Obey says the Andy's pshat. Rashi says it Pemoli. Rashi says that once the Gemara says the Isla Shana Charite, Ein Kan Tikkun Kli. It's not called a Tikkun. Aye, but Tosis had a Gavaldi Akasha. The Gemara said that it's from Elizabeth of Shimon and howls like his father. Now what's the answer? Textual in the Gemara. Remember the Shabbat in the Gemara, so remember it carefully. The Gemara quoted the Brice and it said, Rav Lozov Shimon was Matir. The Gemara asked, how can it be Matir? It's Tikkun Kli. So the Gemara says, no, it's Liktam Neachila. So Frek the Gemara, the Gemara said Liktam Neachila, and he held like his father. And then the Gemara asked, aye, it's a Psik Reisha. And then the Gemara answers, Isle Shana Charite. When the Gemara finally concludes that Isle Shana Charite was the real Matir, which line just fell by the wayside?
Whole thing. thinking about Dov Shin Atzeret.
Yeah, the whole thing about a home like his father is not true. The Gemara thought that the heter of Rabbi Shim was based on Dov Shin Atzeret, so the Gemara committed him to his father. Once the Gemara discovered Psik Reisha, once the Gemara asked, I'm made of Psik Reisha, and the Gemara had to get out of Dov Shin Atzeret really quickly because Psik Reisha is doing a sin, once the Gemara had to fall back on a different beer in Rabbi Lazar Shim, a different beer, that first line of the Gemara is tapping not true. Rabbi Elazar Shimon didn't necessarily hold like this, but maybe he didn't, I have no idea, but it's not relevant to the discussion. So the only time the Gemara said that line about Rabbi Elazar Shimon held like his father, that was before the Gemara had the answer of Yisrael Shadach Riti. When the Gemara was pilgrimage within the sukkah of Dov Shem Iskav, and taught that was a true statement. At the end of the day, is that a true statement? Maybe yeah, maybe no. So Tosis didn't like that. Tosis thought that line stands. Tosis thought that's Chikul Yama. That is the definition of Elazar Shimon's statement. So it's really a textual question, how to read this Gemara. Do you take too much credibility to that one line, and do you just ignore that line just goes up in smoke as the sugya develops? So that's a textual enough like Rashi and Tosis how to read the Gemara. But I thought part of Tosis is back in trouble over here, because Tosis in Masech Shabbos has to defend themselves against the Aruch. They don't want to conclude that the Aruch that Psik Reisha L'Nichle is Mutal Lagamri. That's the last place they want to go. They didn't like Rashi and Danny's pshat because they thought it was textually not correct. So it's very nice to reject everybody, but what's your pshat? Says Tosis. What's that pshat? What is the Gemara? Tzich B'Yisrael Shana Chritik. Give me a pshat. The Aruch's not right, Rashi's not right. So who is right? So comes Tosis with the following Chiddush. Mir Yeshweimer, says Tosis. The also tikkun muat momira nabim del also mit the rabbanon lagozik hacham kishenu nana. What did Tosis just say? They just gave us a new klal, a new psik reisha. What is it? Don't say that psik reisha doesn't apply to the rabbanon. No. Like our colleagues wrote in Pesachim, that's wrong. We believe that when a shleim of psik reisha applies to Yisrael the rabbanon, but a psik reisha below nichale on a nisim the rabbanon, that we're going to concede as mutur. That's okay. That we're masking with mutter. A psik reisha lo nichle and a deraisa, we disagree with the aruch. A psik reisha lo nichle and a derabana, that's okay. What's the rationale for that? What's the lovelace for that? The stomach is smacks of something almost like a trade derabana, so to speak. This is so far removed from being a deraisa. Let's not forget from last week's year. Whenever you have any psik reisha lo nichle, you automatically only have a derabana on your hands. You can't be chaya for psik reisha lo nichle. It's impossible because it's mokshetchik lagufa. That was Tosis from last week. So whenever you have a psik reisha l'nichle, you're automatically starting and ready, you're out of the deraisidic realm. Once you combine psik reisha l'nichle with the iser itself as own derabanan, when you put together two derabanans, that sometimes spells a good sign, Hilchos Shabbos. Sometimes. When you have a derabanan built on a derabanan, that may sometimes be a recipe for being mutter. That's what Tosha seems to be saying here. To say like the Aruch that psik reisha l'nichle is a totally mutter by deraisis, forget about it. To say like Tosis wrote in Pesachim that Psik Reisha and Derabanan is totally mutter, that also forget about. Forget about the Aruch, forget about Tosis and Pesachim. But when you can put the two together, says Tosis, the two together are okay. Psik Reisha and Nichalei and Derabanan is mutter, and it has to be that way. There's no other way out. You know why? Because otherwise, how do you make sense? The Gemara, Tzuchat, Yisla Shana Chariti. So if I would stop you and I'd ask you, L'maisa. I want the answer, Halacha L'maisa. I'm going to ask you the following Shana. I have a psik reisha lo nichle on a derabanan. I'm going to list me the rishonim who I'm after. I have a psik reisha lo nichle on a derabanan. I have three different rishonim who I'm after for three different reasons. A psik reisha lo nichle on a derabanan. The aruch is matter, why? Because psik reisha lo nichle is always matter. Toys and psachim and absugya are toys is matter, why?
Psik
reisha lo nichle on a derabanan. All psik reisha lo nichle is matter. And even the biggest machmirim was the who? The biggest machmir was the Tosis and Shabbos, but even they concede it's okay because it's combined, two kulos combined together. Psik reisha nichle and derabanan mutter. So Baruch Hashem, it appears that a psik reisha lo nichle and issa derabanan is not negotiable. It's got to be mutter. For one of those three, we have a Gemara in Sukkah that says, the Gemara's got to mean something. So the answer is, one of these three things must be right. No, not at all. Maybe none of them are right. Maybe who's right? Maybe Danny's right. Maybe Rashi's right. Maybe L'tzrich Adis L'Shanach Rite didn't say a word about Psik Reisha. Maybe L'tzrich Adis L'Shanach Rite just meant to say this is Nishkin Mach B'Patish. Because whenever you don't need a thing, that's not called a Tikkun Klei. What would the din be about Psik Reisha L'Vichle and the Rabbanan? I have no idea. Maybe it's also. Gemara, Pem Malin, it's a great shal nikla, there are one as mutter. The Aruch said it, we don't hold like the Aruch. Tazim Sachar said it, we don't hold like Tazim Sachar. Tazim Shabbat said it, we don't hold like Tazim Shabbat. There's no Gemara. The only Gemara
is Mutter.
What? How much is a right? You got to prove to me that.
No, Tosha says, the Raisa Tosha records a Malkash into your proof, but that wouldn't apply.
But maybe call it Tikkun Rabbanan came to Raisa Tikkun. Whatever is also the Rabbanan Shabbos carries with it all the dinim of Malachas. Now, you dispute for it, obviously, but all the chomers of the Shabbos kick in. So if Malkash Tikkun is also on Isurim Deraisa, who says it's Mutter Isurim Deraisa? We don't know. The 157 line of Shabbos, there's no Gemara that says the Feirish. The best I can do is this one line, Tosis. I'll tell you another secret. Even if you don't want to go down Rashi's route, that a psikration lo nichala, that Rashi's route, that the Sukkah is not even talking about psikration lo nichala as their abundance, we still cannot 100% extrapolate from the Sukkah in Sukkah that psikration lo nichala is a mutra of their abundance. I'll tell you why. Because there's one other monkey wrench in the Sukkah, and that's what Tosis writes in Sukkah daf lamed gimel beis. Again, so after we flip back, so back to Sukkah lamed gimel beis. Tosis, the bottom Tosis, Modu Rishim of Sigresha. Listen to what Tosis writes about that Gemara Masech Sukkah. The first one is Klal Gadol, about 10 lines from the bottom. Tosis is asking the same question that they asked in Masech Shabbos. We who disagree with the Yoruch, what do we do with that Gemara Sukkah? So listen to how Tosis solved the Gemara Sukkah. V'chein had the Mishani Hocha, the Isner Shana Chavisera, Hainu Mishum, the Azab Yolach Shatrich Lagufa, which means psikreishon al nichla, that's what they really mean. V'yafagav da filo b'shur b'chondar al-osor. Ha-chashor, you listen to this one, mishum mitzvah. Tabach mitzvah. And therefore it's okay. So what Tosas just did, is they just popped the balloon in the heifer again. We started out 2 minutes ago by saying, oh, psikreishon nichla and derabon, zichel mutta het degom l'choladeh. The Aruch is mutter, the Tzach is mutter, the Tzach. Everyone is mutter. And then we say, wait a second, Rashi and Nehemi, it's also. And now we have Tzach and Sumo says it's also. Tzach says, it's only mutter mava mitzvah. How can you extrapolate from mava? Maybe it's a special, unique cool, it's a special green light that gave you mava mitzvah. How can you extrapolate from the other dvarm shem rishos? I've never understood this Tzach.
Then also, why do you have to have the Hashanah Achrita then? Why is the Gemara?
No, because it's got to be the Psikreishon lo nichala. The Psikreishon lo nichala. What's bothering me? I've never understood this thesis. I don't understand how to read this thesis. Mishum mitzvah mutter. What does Bapa mitzvah always mean? What does the term Bapa mitzvah always mean to you? Conscious of the image. I'm stuck. I'm not going to be able to do the mitzvah. Never. What can I do? Oh, Baruch Hashem, Chazal gave me a break. What did the Gemara just say? The Islam what? The guy's got another Shana. He's got another. If he doesn't have another Hadas, then he's got a Tzigresha the Nichle on his plate. So the Gemara had to say that he has another Hadas. By saying that he had another Hadas, which is what was necessary, compelled us to say that to get it down to being only one Nichle, that should undermine the Kula of Makom Mitzvah. What's Makom Mitzvah? I have another Hadas on the next chair. So what do I have to pull off the berries off? What's the great Tzigresha? I never understood this. It's like catch 22. If he needs this, if it's a real Mokka Mitzvah, he needs it, then it becomes a real Tikkun problem. If he doesn't need it, so then what's the Mokka Mitzvah?
Can we say the Mokka Mitzvah is like Hidr Mitzvah? Like it's a nicer Hadas?
It means another one. It means that's
like
it means you really could be, I'd say, you're walking a really, really tightrope. So that's not called a Tikkun. Since he really could, that it's not called Nichole? It is Nichole. Why is it not Nichole? It's Nichole to be upset.
Well, nice. Being yotzi of the nicer hadas, he's still going to be yotzi of the other one.
So you got to walk this tightrope here. It's not called nichle, but it's called enough of the mokka mitzvah.
Right.
Is there something that we are recommending? You call it, yes, it's his rabbi. Maybe. Rabbi, what do I do? He comes running to me this morning, or doctor somehow, and says, Rabbi, so what do I do? I got one hadas that's a little schmach, one's a little better, what do I do? So, is it a good thing to do or a bad thing to do? Is it significant to cut off the berries or not? If it is significant, then it's a secretion of nichle. If it's not significant, what's the mokka mitzvah? That's my own problem, my own issue with this
Tosfos. Tosfos say that this is the Rabbanan, the Misakin Mana, in this case?
Tosfos doesn't say one way or the other. This Tosfos doesn't say one way or the other. I don't know.
I mean, because I would think if it was the Rabbanan,
Then you could, we could walk a little, it's easier to walk the tightrope without falling off.
You could say it's even Michale is only also the robot.
Right. Maybe. That's what Tosfos means. Maybe. Is Tosfos say that? But he says that Hanamishim da'aza melokshet zvichel agufa. Right? Can't really tell you. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't say one way or the other. So again, get back to our shot. So we have the Shalomites. Walk away. I want to know. I'm about to violate an Issa d'Rabbanan. There are segregation below Michale. I ask Hashem, Rabbi, what do I do? Am I allowed to do that? Want to make it realistic? I'm about to walk past a sensor that the light that's going to go on is only a d'Rabbanan that could light. Why is it on the rabbanan light? It's a fluorescent. It's a halogen. I don't know, whatever. I'll give you a case that's on the rabbanan. Rabbi, what's the deal? Can I do it or not? So last week we said, can I walk past the light that's gonna trigger off a deraisenig light? According to the Yoruch, if it's light outside and I don't really need it, then maybe it's okay. If it's dark, that's also even according to the Yoruch. But if the light is not really helping me, so then according to the Yoruch, maybe you can justify it. But most of the Shonim didn't. We don't really follow the Yoruch. But what if I tone down the Shonim and make it only the Rabbanan? It's a situation where Nichla and the Rabbanan, so I lined up the Rishonim for you. So I had Yoruch said it's mutter. Tells us if Masechah Shabbos said it's mutter, tells us Pesachim said it's mutter, but Rashi says it's aser, and Tosfos Lecher and Sukkah says it's aser, unless you go to shul, unless it's some kind of makom mitzvah something. How do we pass it? What's the din shul? So we have the Mishnah Berurahs. In Siman Shin Tezayah. Very beginning in Siman Shin Tezayah. Zayim Sif Dalet. It's a quote right out of the Gemara Maseches Beitzin, and the Gemara Maseches Shabbos. Person Machetzelas, Shinte Zayim Sif Dalet. Person Machetzelas Agabia Kaveres, Mokom Shavas Kansibu Adivar Masat Vash. You have a beehive, a lot of bees inside the hive. One throw a mat or something on top of the hive to protect it from the rain, protect it for whatever reason it is. But you know there are bees inside. So by throwing this mat on top of it, you are inevitably going to trap the bees. So what happens? So says Shulchan Aruch, Ubavachle is kavin yechavin latzud. So you have to be careful that you're not having a mind to trap, but that's not enough. For God will be inyan she'inu muchroch she'inu nitzodim. You have to leave it open in such a way that they're not really for certain be trapped. So Shabbat is pretty much quoting right out of the Gemara and Beitzin and Shabbos that if you throw the mat over the bees in a certain way that really traps them, that's going to be a potential problem. That's going to be that's going to smack to the psik ratio. Let's take a look now back at the same page in the Ramah. Top of that same page in the Ramah. L'chein yesh li zoher. The Rambam writes, one should be careful. Shelo liskor teva ktana. One should not close up a small box. A list on kelim shezvuvim bo b'shabbos. If I know that there are, let's talk about if I don't know, but if I know that there are flies in a box, and I want to close the box, I'm not particularly interested in trapping the flies. I want to sit on the box. So the Rambam says you should be careful. There are more quotes from many Rishonim, Mordechai and other Rishonim, who say that that's a problem of a psik ratio of Seder. So the cases that there are more at Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch, and Siv Dalet are talking about are almost identical. One was talking about bees, it's a similar idea. I have this construction, either I have a beehive with bees in it, or I have a box with flies in it. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can't cover over the beehive in a way that's psik ratio. And there are more said, L'chein yesh lizor with the flies as well. What did the Rambam tell us about the flies? What's the difference between flies and bees? What's the difference? So if you look at the Rishonim, so some Rishonim differentiate between the two. Some Rishonim say, "Bameh devar mamurim," that it's a problem to do this. That's only if it's bees. But if it's flies, it's okay. What's the svara? So one of the possible svaras, the Beis Yosef, there's that quote, to differentiate between the bees that the Gemara says is also the flies that we're trying to extrapolate. There's a little bit of a difference, says the Beis Yosef. in order to be a malacha deraisa tzeda, it has to be what's called darshav amino nitzon, something that normal people trap to use. Beis Yosef assumes, which is a question, Beis Yosef assumes that bees are darshav amino nitzon. They ask the beekeepers and they'll tell you that, okay? That bees are a normal thing people trap, they use it, they make honey out of it. Flies, unless you have kind of a fly collection or something. Nobody traps flies. You trap flies to get rid of the flies. That's not called Yeshmina Nitsa. Nobody collects pet flies. Bees is a multi-billion-dollar industry of bees. But flies are far from who wants flies. So it comes to me, Yosef, and says that it could be that to close the box on the flies is type of mutter. You know why? Even though you know for a fact the fly is going to get caught, why is it mutter? Let's connect the dots. Why is it mutter? By the bees, it's a problem because it's a psikration. Let's do the same exact thing on the flies as mutter, says the Beis Yosef, because it's a psikration. On the derabbanan. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch the flies are not quoted. The Shulchan Aruch left out the flies and he only talks about the bees. The Rama said v'yesh lizor on the flies also. Rabbi said, what's the Nekudas Machlagas B'chav Nirmah when all the dust settles? What's the Nekudas Machlagas? This Shiloh. What we've been talking about in the theoretical sense in terms of running around back and forth Taisim, Shabbos, to Sukkah, to Psochim, all over Taisim throughout say the Moyed, trying to figure out what's the difference between creation and Nichlan and the Rabbanan, when all the dust settles in Shulchan Aruch, it's Machlagas B'chav Nirmah. The Mechaber only quotes psikration of Nichle by bees, because the Beis Yosef L'shitasa held that bees are the Arayis of Tzeda, and therefore the subject of psikration of Nichle. The Ramah extended it to flies, because the Ramah holds like those opinions, like the Rashi, like Danish Pshat, like the other day is, that psikration of Nichle, even under Rabbanan, is a problem.
It's why the Ramah said, L'chein yesh nizar, say asar.
Because he knew in the back of his mind that maybe other tzadim l'hakol, as he himself talks about, that maybe another tzadim l'hakol, and maybe it's not called seida, because seida is usually, I trap something, and now I can really go get it. The minute you open the box, what's going to happen?
They
fly. They're going to fly. That's the next one. Yeah. So it may be mutter for other tangential reasons. So the Ramah doesn't want to come out too hard, but the Ikaron, it's a problem. So Rabbi say, where does this place us? Well, the place is Ashkenazim, not in a good place. The place is us. But a problem. It places us that maybe it's fine, we want to follow the Shulchan Aruch, have a right to be made from Sikreshul and Michalei, but Ashkenazim are a little weary about that. But Rabbi say, we could still save the day a little bit. Because there was a line in here that the Ramah, in this Ramah, within the Chumrah, is a Shtikl Kula. So read the Ramah again carefully. The Chen Yesh Lizar, Shlo Liskor Teva Ketana. Why a small box? Why do I care the size of the box? Why is that important? So listen to, look at the Mishnah. It's a Kotan Tezbov. Teva Ketana. Aval Teva Gedola, it's a big box. Svirle in the Ramah, the Lekuli Al-Mashari. The afilu by adam omi besoch lo hayoch le tavsa b'chad shchiyah. Vagam udav ha-shevim bino nitzah. The Gemara says in Beitza that tzeda the arayis is only violated when the creature is enclosed in an area small enough, you can pounce on it at one shot. Let's say I have a deer that's running in this house and I close the doors. I would still have to run around the deer and get it. That's not tzeda the arayis here. If it runs into a little tiny closet and I close the door, then I can just slide in and grab it, that's called Seda Deraisa when I close the door. But whenever it's still Mechus, it's called Mechuset Seda, as Rebbe assumed at the beginning of the third Rebbe Beitza, it's called Mechuset Seda, that's not a Deraisa Seda. So that's what Rebbe was Meramis, that's what Rebbe was hinting to in that line, Teva Ketana. Rebbe was saying, if it's a Teva Ketana, it's still a Derabana, but it's only a Derabana for one reason, because it's flies. But the minute that's a Teva Gedola, it becomes what? It becomes what we call a trade Derabana. It's Rabbanah for two reasons. Number one, it's only flies, not bees. And number two, it's a Teva Gedola, not a Teva Ketana. The minute that you have two Rabbanans combined with, listen to this one, with a Psegresh of Lomichalei, what does that translate to mean? When you add up those three factors together, what does that translate to mean? So we take a look at the Sharat Siyun, Osir Ches, the Sharat Siyun, Baruch HaTzayim, Baruch Mishabura, tells you exactly what it translates to mean. At the little bottom in the Sharat Siyun, Osir Ches, Ritzon Olaymar, Mishum da betray the Rabbanon, Mishum hachi mutter be'enu miskavin apagav da habib segregation. I.e. segregation lo nichle and adob the Rabbanon's mutter. Well, Mishum, you breathe a sigh of relief. So, last week we quoted the Aruch, who said that segregation lo nichle is always mutter. Taisa said, forget about that. This week we quoted a Taisus that said, "Psik reishis lo nichal nisan the Rabban is mutter," and we kind of said the Rabban said forget about that also. But even the Heilige Rabban, the biggest machmir from all the machmir of psik reishis lo nichal, the Heilige Rabban, they say yotzev yad Rabban, the Rabban give yakula. In that one word, Tevuk Tana versus Tevuk Gedal, the Rabban was meravis to akula. That if it's a double Rabban, if it's a Rabban for two independent reasons, so then psik reishis lo nichal should be a green light lechol hadeis. That's what it sounds like from the Rabban. I said sounds like from the Rabban. Sounds like, doesn't always mean means. Let's take a look at another Rabban in Sinan Shin Mem. Shin Mem Sif Gimel in the Rabban. So in Shin Mem of Gimel and Sif Gimel. Hagam, beginning of the Ramon. Asur Lishpar Uga Shekosav Alea Kemin Osios Avavi She'enu Mechabim Rak Le'achinu Davin Boichet Kos from Mordechai. You can't cut to a happy birthday on Shabbos Yom. Why the Shalav Moichek? I'm cutting my slice of cake. I'm cutting to a happy birthday. Shalav Moichek. Comes in the view that makes the cheshbon for us. Says, really, that's moichek? What are you trying to do? You're trying to erase the happy? What are you trying to do? Trying to slice this cake. It's a dover shen miskaben that you're doing moichek. Well, not really. It's a what? It's a psikration. Is it nichele? Pashkin that cuts through the H. Couldn't kill us. It's a psikration of nichele. Well, according to Yark, that's great, but not for us. Well, wait a second. Is this a deraisa? Let's say I haven't bought him ni mucham zu to cut through the H. Is that a malacha deraisa of moichek? For sure not. Why not? How many reasons can you tell me why it's out of deraisa? I can give you two good reasons. First of all, it's not avanas lichtov. Mochek is only deraisa if it's done for a purpose of avanas lichtov, or some productive, positive purpose. So there's no shame. You are not rewriting that letter when you finish eating the cake. Okay? That's mochek shlomas lichtov, so it's only for avanas. Number two, what's the normal way of erasing things? With an eraser. It's not a normal thing, a cake knife, to use it to erase letters. So guess what? Says the Nebuchadnezzar. It's a psikresha to lo nichale on a what? On a double derabanan, which should have translated to mean mutter. Especially, who should have translated to mean mutter? The Ramah. And Nebuchadnezzar says he's terachid of this Ramah. He doesn't understand why the Ramah asked this cake. He doesn't know why he asked the cake. Based on everything we just said, it should come out, should be mutter. The Rebbe writes at the end, he says, anyone who wants to be makel on the Shabbos to cut through the cake, ain't mochin the other. You don't have to stop. You don't have to scream full Shabbos, or to make a machal, ain't mochin the other. Even if that person is a member of your own family, ain't mochin the other. The person who's cutting through birthday cake is at the end of the world on Shabbos. The Rabbi said not to do it, we don't understand why the Rabbi said it. According to everything we just said, should he have to go more? But the Rabbi said, if the Rabbi said it's all done, and then he's going to try to go for you. They answer Shlomo Zalman, what do you want to cut between letters? You want to cut between the H and the A. So Shlomo Zalman said, that's okay. He says, that's not called cutting the letter. That's called breaking up a word. That's not called Mechit on Shabbos. So this goes back quite some time. When my oldest daughter was 1 year old, we were in Eretz Yisrael at that time. And they're celebrating a 1 year old birthday. So one of my wife's cousins live in a Geula. So they made her birthday cake on Shabbos. I remember they asked me, no, I'll bring from America. Talachtoch, Solachtoch, let's put Psach in America, can you cut between the letters or not? So I said, I don't know what they said in America, but I tell you what they said in Israel. So Rishon Zalman said, it's mutter to cut between the letters. So they were all excited and I told them that it was mutter. So shut. But they cut in the letter itself, their most said you shouldn't do, even though, again, it's very hard for us to understand why. Derech Agab, the Sfad, were very maple in the Shem. The Vad Yosef is very maple in the Shem. It lets you rip packages right and left, cutting through letters, it's the same Shem. Why can't I cut? Everyone sits when they open up their package. Be so careful not to cut. Like, why not? It's a big deal. It's a psikreshul nichalei. It's a double derabon. It's not a nas lichtov. It's not derech pekach mechika. That's not normal when we're racing for cutting through a bag of potato chips. So mechayit should be had to go. But the only reason why Nebuch, when the Tosfim say you should be careful not to cut through the letters, is because of this ramah, which we don't really understand. So the Ravad Yosef writes in the Shuk, that's for the ramah, not for me. He says, I hope, forget about it. I don't even need three derabon. So do I need? I need a chadir aban. Even a chadir aban is good enough because I hold like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch never quoted the thing by the flies, only by the bees. Because the Shulchan Paskins, like the Taisus, like the Taisim Shabbos, the Afkov Gimel. That's the creation of Michal and the Rabbanim, says Het Gom. So everybody said we have every possibility across the board here about what the final take should be of the creation of Nicholas and other Rabbanim. We have the Aruch who says the creation of Nicholas and what the Lechachilah shall Lechachil, even under Isis. We have Taisus, one day in Taisus that says that the creation of Nicholas, at least under Rabbanim and what that's the Gemara about Yitzhak Shanacharite. We have another day that says that, well, we're not going to be mapped outright the creation of Nicholas and the Rabbanim, but maybe Mokal Mitzvah will be okay, that's Taisus. Then we have Rashi, Rashi's Pshat that comes out that there was never any answer at all. Well, Tzuchat Yisrael Shanachmita was talking about something totally different. It meant it's not Machmir Fatish, and there's no cool at all. So we had the Aruch was Mekel Lagamri. We had one day in Tais that was Mekel by the Rabbanans at least. We have other Mishnah were Machmir, and then the Rabbah Paskin like that. But was willing to concede by trade the Rabbanans, and then the Rabbah himself almost backed out to some degree, even by the trade the Rabbanans. Not sure, quite sure what the Rabbah meant with that. We generally assume the Halacha, Ashkenazim generally assume the Halacha, that we have a creation of Nichalei and a double the Rabbanans. That's okay. If it's a single Durabanan, we try to avoid it if at all possible. But Shas Achat, maybe we'll fall back on the Bavan and Shulchan Aruch and the Bei Taisus. It's going to be real Shas Achat. We'll probably fall back even on segregation of Nichle and a single Durabanan. But if it's a segregation of Nichle and a double Durabanan, then we're going to breathe somewhat of a sigh of relief. Again, we mentioned a few times a lot of the shilas and the motion detectors and the cameras and the lights, and a lot of these things revolve around these Nakudas. Is it a psikresha? Is it a psikresha? The nichle, lo nichle? Is it the rice involved? The rabban involved? The steel rabban? The rabban? A lot of these things go into the shayla. But the basic surah of the sugya ultimately started with really the three gemaras. The sugya in the Sefer Shabbos about psikresha in general. The sugya in Sukha Naflam Gimel about the psikresha by the Mir Ilyadas. Together with that, Taisim Sacha, where Taisus opened up the door for us to differentiate between the rice and the